Right now on VFN TV, we're going to talk about the thing that's burning in the heart of so many people right now. Accusation, the accuser. How do we deal with the accusations of the enemy? We're seeing nonstop accusations come from media, and sad to say, we're even seeing it amongst the church and the brother. We're going to talk about that today, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about something very, very serious today. We're talking about something that the Word of God says that Satan himself does, to accuse. That's such an important thing, because there was a day in America where people were convicted based on evidence. But now today, you're seeing people just being accused of things, and people are believing it. They say, believe the victim. But originally, we would say, believe the evidence. You know, bring the evidence, and everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But today, we're seeing people just entertain accusation after accusation until all of a sudden it turns in on them. But God says something very specifically about that. We're going to talk about that today. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos. Well, look at Revelations. Look at this. Revelations, what is it? Revelations chapter 12, verse 10. Read this to us, John.
I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. Revelation 12:10.
So the accuser is literally Satan. This is what he does day and night. You can, so cool, I mean, you can watch people when they begin to cast accusations, or you can watch them when they believe accusations, because you all of a sudden start getting, their forehead gets all crowned up a little bit, they start getting isolated, they start darting their eyes at you, you're like, oh my goodness, they're listening to the accuser. And the accuser, this is what the accuser does. The accuser divides you from your destiny. The accuser divides you from your spouse. The accuser divides you from your parents. The accuser divides you from your pastor. Satan is the divider in chief, or, you know, the president is the commander in chief. He literally is like the divider in chief. And the way he divides through accusation. And people, when you begin to believe accusation, you'll start doing some really silly stuff, thinking you have authority to be able to do it because you believe the accusation that you're getting or somebody's actually telling you. And we're told day and night that God's going to deal with the accuser. But when we team up with the accuser, we're actually partnering, instead of partnering with God, we're partnering with Satan, right? Mm-hmm. And how often, you know, it's so simple when somebody just starts saying something that we just believe it. We just believe it. And I know King David wrote about in Psalms 109:25.
Facts still matter, right?
They actually do matter. They're funny things.
They're funny things.
Yeah, the truth's really important. And so King David, here's a man after God's own heart. He's king because God called him to be king. He was a shepherd when God found him. God anointed him, said, I want you to be over my people. But all day he says, I am an object of scorn to my accusers. When they see me, they wag their heads. In other words, this is what happens. When the man of God, the one that God's called to lead them, comes by, they go like this. Why? Not because David did anything wrong. It's because they are becoming, they partner with the accuser. And just because everybody's wagging their head don't mean they're right. You've got to find out the facts and what's going on. It's so important because the enemy wants to divide you from your destiny. The enemy wants to divide you off from your church, from your family, from your parents, from your job. I mean, think about it. You were doing fine at your place of work until all of a sudden a fellow employee comes up to you and says something where they accused your boss to you. And now you have this thing. What is this thing? It's a spirit. The words that we speak are spirit. So they've said something now. Now you got this thing. Every time you look at your boss, you're thinking what that liar just told you about them. You know, Satan is a liar and he's the father of lies. This is what Jesus says. He says when he's speaking lies, he's speaking his native language. But if you're believing a lie, you believe the wrong thing is true. And that's the accusation towards someone. God loves people. God forgives people. God has mercy towards people. And if how you're feeling about someone without any authority to do something about it divides you from them and, you know, calls you to cast dispersion or shake your head against them, understand the devil is actually working in your life to divide you from something, someone, And he doesn't want to see God's plan succeed in your life. He doesn't want to see you thrive in your business. He doesn't want to see you stay with your family, stay connected. He doesn't want to see you, you know, stay connected to your church and the authority God's given you in the church. So all of a sudden, somebody starts to have a whisper campaign and things going on, and like God doesn't know what's happening. And what you're looking at is accusation. And so I think about that. So David, here he is, a man of God, and chosen by God, but there's still people accusing him, hoping that David would separate himself from the leadership of God's people, and then God's people would be vulnerable. But also think about what Jesus said in John 10:10. I mean, Jesus said this. He says, a thief comes only. I mean, think about that. He comes only. There's like, this is his sole purpose, her sole purpose. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Three different things: kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So when somebody is stealing your peace, when somebody is stealing your relationship, when somebody is stealing the intimacy you have with God and you have with God's folks and you had in your family and you had in your marriage, and they're speaking into it, I mean, it can happen even in a family where children can begin to speak against one of the parents, and also there's division now between the spouses, and they don't realize that the children are casting accusation on one of the parents and kind of quarantining that one parent. And Satan's working trying to destroy that family. Jesus even said this. He said, a kingdom divided against itself will not stand. And he said, even a house divided itself against itself cannot stand, which means this. He will come and bring accusations against each member of that family to divide that family, knowing that God's not a liar, that that family is good as gone until they repent for the accusations they believe towards each other in the household. This is so important because I really believe today it's like accusations are being sown nonstop, 24 hours a day, in America, on the media, in social media. People are so quick just to like or to share or to agree with or comment on something they don't know anything about. But what they're doing is they're coming into agreement with that accusation against that person. And we're partnering with darkness when that happens. And we can take down somebody and separate them from their destiny. And so he does it day and night. So the questions I want to talk about today is like, why do people do this? Why would somebody want to be a partner with it? First of all, ignorance. They don't understand that actually is not their job, and that's actually what Lucifer's doing. And he hates God's people. He hates the fact that you're creating the image and the likeness of God. He wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy your destiny. He wants to have you end up with him instead of with God in eternity. So he's constantly working.
It's in the air, isn't it? I mean, you look at today, everyone is judging every single thing. So everybody's like armchair quarterbacking. Yep. Every event, every situation, but they're not involved in it, but they're voyeuristically looking at things, putting their opinion and their say. And like you said, half the time they don't know what they're talking about.
And so they come in their own household, right? And the father comes in to say something, and you know, three of the kids go thumbs down, and two of the kids throw a thumb up. It's like, you don't have a right to judge what that's not your place to do. You don't accuse,
you
know,
that kind of, have an opinion, yeah.
Yeah, right. Like, dislike. It's like, what do you, just go clean your room, right? What's going on here? And so some of the reasons, and this is very important, when somebody knowingly partners with the accuser, this is important to understand, it's because they know they're wrong. They know what they're doing is not right, and it would come to the light if they said something. So they have to say something against the other to make them look bad in your eyes so they won't look bad. Because the truth is, if it was right, they'd just do it. But since they know what they're doing is wrong, they got to say, well, so-and-so, you know, we're this person, you know, we're my boss, we're my supervisor, we're my husband or my wife or my pastor, and they just say something, some accusation. And what they're doing is casting off the dispersions on someone else to distract you from the reality is they're working in darkness. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so pay attention. When somebody's accusing others to you, to your face, they'll accuse you to others when they're not in your face.
No doubt. Because
they're partnering with the accuser. So you don't, it's a spirit. You don't want to take, you don't, you know, it's very important to understand. So if it was justified what they were doing, if they knew it was right, they'd just do it. They could do it in love. They could do it in kindness because it's just the right thing to do. But one of the things that's happening with accusation, this is so important to understand, you're being peeled off like the skin from a banana. I mean, when the accuser begins to start accusing you or accusing, I don't know, your pastor, your parent, your sibling, your boss, his goal is immediately begin to peel you off from your destiny, to peel you off from the herd, to peel you off from your flock, to begin to have you start looking outside the church that you belong in, to have you begin looking outside the employer that has your your future for you going to happen right there in that job. And now you are looking at other places because they've accused that employer doing something that they haven't done. So understand that they're trying to like bark from a tree, that when that accusation comes in, if you don't deal with it properly, you're going to be divided from the tree. You're going to have space between the bark and the tree. That is something you're going to have to deal with. And you're going to have to call. If it's a lie, you need to go, it's a lie. We're not going to have it in our household. We're not going to have it in our business. We're not going to have it here at this church. We're not going to have it in this ministry. We're not going to have it in our political office. We're just not going to have that. If you don't do that, that division still stays there and begins to breed into something else. And so dealing with this particular thing. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk specifically about the very name devil itself means one who gets in between and divides. When you're being divided, and we're going to hear what God has to say about people who cause division, this division, you're going to be surprised how much God hates someone who sows these kind of accusations that divides people from his plan. That's, I mean, this is an enlightening prayer. I hope it's going to encourage you because you are not called to be divided. You're called to be united. It's the place of the commanded blessing, John 17, 23. Join us out of the break.
We'll be right back. You don't have to leave this place the way that you came. You will leave here soaked and saturated and burning with the presence of God.
I believe this is the hour of Jesus the Evangelist. We have not seen him like this since the 70s. There's a new breed of evangelists that are not looking for a stage. They only want Jesus.
And now we come to God and we meet the creator of heaven and earth and we meet Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's an experience you'll never forget. That's why when he touches you, you've got to tell everybody about it. You've got to shout it from the rooftop. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. I met him. I want to tell you about Jesus. I want to tell you about him.
Don't miss your chance to get this free book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, where I share a prophetic encounter God gave me about a coming wealth transfer. And this whole genesis of this book and these strategies is to position you for a coming wealth transfer. It's 10 strategies for success, dealing with your belief, your actions, commitments, giving you plans, giving you strategies. I mean, so many things I can't even talk about, but it's yours for free. Go to VFNKB.com and get your free copy now. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well.
And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, today we're talking about accusation and how that literally Satan himself appears constantly 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, accusing you to God. And also, when we partner with him, we're actually accusing God to others and ourselves to God and to each other. I mean, you don't want to be involved in accusation. And the very name, when you think about the devil, the very name, the word devil means, you can see right here, it means one who actually, the very name devil means someone who gets in between and divides. When you had this great relationship with your friend, this great relationship with God, this great relationship with your church, and all of a sudden you started hanging out with somebody, and the words they spoke in your life divided you from that great relationship with friends and great relationship with your church, that person is literally sowing discord and separating you and dividing you from where you were connected, where you had peace. You have to pay attention, because sometimes we get confused and we can say, well, that person normally quite often is kind of seductive. They'll give you what you want. They'll like the games you like, the same things you talk about, maybe the same movies or whatever. But you got to pay attention. Did I just get divided off from that very thing that God had for me? Because that's what the enemy does. So the devil, word devil means one who gets in between and divides. So when accusations are sown, you have to understand that's not a God thing. God actually just brings a verdict down. I mean, he's not like accusing you. Like, if you did it, you did it. He says it, and we repent from it. But you think about a deviled egg. I don't know if you've ever seen a deviled egg before. Down south, we know about deviled eggs. It's where they actually boil the egg. They cut the egg in half. You probably can see it right here, right now on your screen. And then they take the insides, and they beat it all up and mix in a whole bunch of different stuff with it, and they put it back in there. And the reason why they call that a deviled egg is because it's divided in half. Hmm. So when you're talking about dividing a relationship, dividing a marriage, dividing a family, dividing a church, dividing a business, dividing a country, that's satanic. It's not of God to divide a country. For example, America is e pluribus unum. Though we're many, we're one. We're united, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That's who we are. But now you're actually, it's the opposite of e pluribus unum. They're saying, though we're one, we're many. They're saying we have all these different cultures, all these different things, and that we're known first by something that divides us instead of something that unites us, and then we bring that into our families, bring that into the church, and all of a sudden you have people saying, I'm a victim. It's like, you're not a victim? Get in there and clean your room. What are you talking about, right? I'm oppressed having to clean my room. Yeah, like, right. No, you're going to clean your room and my room. That's oppressive. I learned it today in oppressive studies, right? And it's like this accusation, accusing parents, and that. And there's so much accusation going. The sad thing about it is to watch people that were innocent and they were just fresh and they had this great relationship, and you watch them become contorted and justifiable in their own mind, separated from you and for what God was doing in their life. And they really believe, as they're walking off a long walk off a short pier, that's going to be good for them. Well, the devil's never going to take you on a good path. He's separating you for a reason to destroy you. His native language, when he talks, I don't care how sweet it is, it's a lie. He's not telling the truth. And understand this, people that are held captive by Satan, they're not givers. They're not givers, they're takers. So if you're getting something from someone who is in darkness, who is controlled by darkness, they're doing that for a reason. They're wanting to divide you off from what's going on. What's your weakness? Is it money? Is it stuff? Is it things? Is it clothes? Is it a raise? I mean, you have to understand that, you know, being connected. Can you imagine if the parts of your body were divided? If your lung went one way,
couldn't go anywhere.
Your heart went the other way, your brain went the other way,
couldn't function.
You function because they're all united. And the Word of God tells us specifically, even in the body of Christ, we're all connected, and he wants us to function as one. As each part does its works, we're united. Our greatest witness of the love of God, John 17:23, is our unity, being one in Christ and one in each other. The place of the command and blessing, Psalms 133, is being united. And you actually think being divided, what you've been telling everybody that you need to divide yourself, I want to tell you right now that you got to repent. The only thing you can do with this is just repent. You need to get back connected with your church, get back connected with your family, get back in your marriage. You got to realize, you got to stop being, it's not of God. It's just not of God. Lord, in my heart, it's not of God. Your family's going crazy, your marriage is going crazy, and your perception of the church going crazy, and your workplace going crazy. That's all because you bought into the accusations of the enemy. When you get rid of all that and you begin to say, God, forgive me for believing the accuser. Forgive me for believing these lies against my boss, my supervisor, my pastor, my husband, my wife, my children, my parents, whoever it is, my friend. You'll be surprised God forgives you and begins to restore you. And restoration has to do with unifying, that you can be connected to them and you don't resent being around the dinner table. But you don't imagine a whole family being around a dinner table and they're all believing accusations against each other. Like they're there, but they hate being there. Why? Because of what the accuser has sown in their heart towards each other. So you begin to repent. It's like, I'm not going to believe that. It's not of God. God would not accuse my parents to me. God would not accuse my wife to me or my husband to me. God would not accuse my pastor to me. God would not accuse my boss to me. That's not what he does. He's about mercy, forgiveness, wisdom, you know, moving in the context of that and moving in the fact of unity. You know, what does it take to unify? And so I just want to encourage you. I just feel like it's been on my heart that I'm seeing a lot of families. I mean, families being just rocked across America right now. It's becoming obsolete in a lot of people's minds. People are not wanting it. You know why? Because the enemy has accused the family to so many people. The universities, the schools we send our kids to, a lot of the teachers are accusing their parents to the kids.
It's all divisive.
They're accusing the founding fathers to the college students. They're accusing the president to our people in our country. Every night the news media accuses again and again our leaders in our country and accuse Christians and they accuse pastors, and they just accusation. That's satanic. It's not odd. It was around since the beginning, since Satan was accusing God to Eve in the garden. The thing is that as believers, we should not believe the accusation. We should love. We should seek unity. We should seek reconciliation. That God, even the person that's doing some crazy, wild stuff, God could forgive them, restore them, and save them. We need to have that viewpoint of them. We need to be wise in what's going on. But I'm watching people be divided from the peace and the joy and the innocence they had that God called them to be. And the reason why is you actually believe what the devil said to them. So I just want to encourage you right now. If that's you, and you thought, you know, you're just miserable. You're miserable because you're alone. Enemies divided you from everything. It's time for you to first begin to acknowledge, like, that's me. Oh, my goodness, God, I have believed every accusation. You know, my therapist told me that it was my parents' fault. And my teacher told me that it was the founding father's fault. And then, you know, somebody else told me it was the president's fault. And somebody else told me it was my pastor's fault. I mean, it's everybody's fault but your own. And the reality is that we're all fallen people. And we've all fallen short of the glory of God. But God loves us. God's got a plan. He thinks well of us. His plan is good towards us. He has plans to bless us and to restore the years the liars have devoured, the locusts have devoured. You have to make a decision. I am not going to be an accuser. I'm not going to join in with the big masses and accuse King David, who is doing his best to lead the country. I'm not going to accuse the pastor who God's anointed to call for to come against the pastor, the authority of the churches to come directly against what God's doing, including authority itself. You know, Romans 13:1-5. And your parents, my goodness, can you imagine how good the time would be with your parents if you no longer accused your parents anymore of the things you're accusing them of? Can you imagine when there's an altar call at church, you're going to respond again because you quit responding because you believe the accusations, the enemy against you, against the pastor, against other people in your church, that you're going to be fresh with God again. You're going to be fresh in response to God again, that newness of your walk in God again. Listen, as believers, we're called to be unified. Not split off, not divided. We're not called to be cut in two and laid out on a tray to be served to the enemy. We're called to be one solid unit, unified in God. And, you know, some of the accusations are coming through social media. Some of the things A lot of your young people are getting right over their gaming systems, over their phones. They're just getting all this stuff coming in. Like, did you ever think of your parents this way? Did you ever think about church this way? Did you, you know, they're God this way? And they're sowing these accusations against God. They're sowing it against parents, the normal things, you know, like what we call normal mm-hmm. at one time. Now people actually think it's abnormal. What was good, they're calling bad, and what's bad, they're calling good. But Jesus, he said this day would come. But we, as believers, decide, you know, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to be the one that their love grows cold. I'm going to stay united with God. I'm going to stay connected to what God has for me. I don't know if that's you, but that's you. I want to tell you right now, if you've been on the phone talking to other people in your church and just accusing your pastor, accusing other members of the church, a board, I don't know, something. Maybe you've been on social media just, you know, instant messaging people and sending them, you know, direct messages, you know, DMing them, or you're texting them, or you're accusing another student, you're accusing another neighborhood kid, you know, in your community. You know, maybe you're accusing a brother. Listen, this is demonic. Don't buy into it. I know it's a lot of it going on, but as believers, we're not called to do that. You know, we want to know about the evidence, but if we have no authority to do something about it, if God hasn't given us authority to do something, it's not our business. We shouldn't be talking about it. If we don't have the authority to do something about it or to change it, then why would we do anything other than just praying about it and saying, God, you know, if this is true, and I don't know if it is, God, but you would bless that person and you would forgive that person or whatever it is. So I just want to encourage you today. I just felt that's on my heart. And it wasn't something we're necessarily talking about, but we are talking about it today because I believe God wants you to know it. And he wants us to know that he wants us to be one with him. You know, I had this awesome visitation from Jesus just recently. You know, and there was people, you know, I had this encounter with him in a dream where I'm watching and walking with him and I'm just hugging him. He's just awesome. And that is so much to it, but I don't have a lot of time to talk about it. But I noticed this, that people that knew him recognized him. And people that didn't know him didn't recognize him. They just considered him nothing and they kept going about their life. But the people that knew him couldn't get enough of being around him. He wasn't bothered with what was going on. It didn't bother him that people just kept doing whatever. We got to focus as believers just on Jesus, just loving him, responding to him. We're called and created. He created the universe for us, and he created us for him to love him. And people were conspiring against him. People were trying to create a narrative that he doesn't exist, that he's not who he says he is. But it didn't bother him. He's solid. He's faithful. He's true. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Can you imagine partnering with Lucifer, the enemy of God, and using our own mouth to line up with what he's saying against God and against God's people? Who are we to accuse another man's servants, what Paul writes? Who are we to accuse someone? He says, they can stand and they can fall. That's up to their own particular master, who that is. It's not for us to determine that. I just want to encourage you today. When you're involved in social media and you're involved, you don't have to push like. You don't have to push dislike. You don't have to comment if it's negative. You don't need to state your opinion on something. Especially if you just don't have to. They're trying to get you to do it. But understand, you don't have to do that. And this is what the Word of God says. And I'll pray for you. But he says, we'll be judged by every single word we say. Every word we say, dear Lord. Makes me want to pray right now, right? Every word will be judged on those words that we say. Because words are spirit. Words do something. And I think you've got a lot of cleaning up to do around your house, around your home, around your church, around the boardroom. It's time to clean up all these words and repent for them. So when God deals with you, those words will be under the blood. I want to pray with you right now. Comment below. What are your thoughts? I want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com and share your thoughts. We want to hear from you. Father God, I just pray right now for those that are watching and listening. God, I just bind the accuser and his words right now in Jesus' name. God, I pray right now that you would send your angels out and do warfare on behalf of your people, and you would just pluck out all those accusations and lies and unite your people again, unite marriage and family and churches and businesses and industry, Father God. I pray for wisdom over those that are watching and listening, Father God, that they would be wise and slow to speak, Father God, and slow to even bring any kind of accusation against anyone, Father God. Lord, and we ask you, dear God, right now, that you would end abortion, that you end this division across the land, that you would send revival, that you would send a great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for, you know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe that, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today, and God's bringing people to Himself. And you know, basically, people that have been inside something are heading out, and people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is, you need to go where God is calling you, and that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function, and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
That's right.
No matter, I mean, there's so many people. I mean, in history, there's, you know, God will give you a gift to be able to prophesy for others, but He won't let you hear for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There's God will give somebody a gift of healing, although the healing follows all believers, and they can lay hands on other people and they're healed, but they themselves aren't healed. Because, and we talked about that, the power of God. You can go back and watch that on VFN TV, maybe. I don't know if it's available. But understand that we need each other. And besides, that's how you're going to stay encouraged. You'll stay encouraged when you are around fellow believers who are like-minded, who love Jesus too, mm-hmm. who are talking about what God shared with them, and it's relating to what God shared with you. And as you guys share, it's just encouraging. And life has its ups and life has its downs, its ebb and its flow. And you can't just run to a body and demand something from it when you never were functioning in that body in the first place. And so many people do that. It's so funny that, you know, people just show up and they say, you know, we were checking around churches that we thought we want to be married at, or we wanted to get counseling at. And it's like, who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll pay you some money for it. It's like, what? Where did that come from? What happened? What happened with all that? How did the church end up into being something of that nature? Or, you know, all of a sudden this tragedy hits, and these strange people show up knocking on a door they never even went through, you know, asking for help and not telling you. They're telling you what their problem is with an individual and their family or their marriage or something, but they've not telling you about themselves how it got to this point.
Right.
And you have to get together today and begin to relate today, serve each other today, let people know your heart today, prove yourself today. And everybody needs to prove their love towards each other in the body of Christ. Because when that day comes, the first thing the devil's going to do is he's going to put doubt in that relationship. He's going to put doubt, and he's going to begin to try to divide you from the very thing that you need. And if you've already built that fabric, you've already interwoven yourself together by the Holy Spirit, and you've carried each other's burdens and fulfilled the law of Christ, you loved each other, you ate together, you blessed each other, you blessed each other's children, and you love each other's children, even on their journeys, and so when stuff happens, and it does, then you know you have a place that you can go to where everybody knows your name, and it won't be just somebody who's just being nice to you because they're just trying to figure out what meanest thou this because you've knocked on their door. It's everybody's going to wrap around you. That entire body is going to have compassion over your situation, and they're going to relate to you. And you're not supposed to be at every place, but there's a place that you're called to be. There's a place that you're called to be. And this is what the Word of God says. He says, go to the place that I tell you to go. And there you fully function at that place. And just stand by there for the next orders that he's going to give you. But the whole time you're there, you don't hold nothing back. You're just fully there, fully present, fully functional, you know, fully submitted, fully covered. If anybody needs anything there, I mean, you're like the first person that jumps up and says, how can I help you? The pastor at that particular of that gathering or that church, you know, you're their best friend because you're the one that's going to jump up and you're going to say, this is where God's called me. So I'm here to help you out, whatever you need. And at times, yeah, they're going to minister to you, but there's times when you're going to minister to that pastor by just serving, serving, helping him or her carry that load. And I'm telling you, it just brings such joy to you. That's what we're called to do. I mean, you're missing the joy of the Lord when you're missing the body of Christ. You're missing that wonderful thing of just kicking back with a sister in the Lord, kicking back with a brother in the Lord, loving on children, just spending that time together, you know, once a week maybe, where you just kick back. And then you see each other through the week, and it's a 24/7 thing, but there's an epicenter moment to everybody's week where we have those larger gatherings where we come together and just celebrate God and worship him and learn the teachings, you know, dedicating ourselves to the apostolic teachings. And and I just want to encourage you, you know, I want to encourage you that you need to get connected to a church family. You know, begin to look around in your city, begin to pray, you know, and who that would be, and let God lead you.